Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We've had some interesting conversation this morning. Andy Such has been on from the MMA. Your fellow Ingham County Commissioner Vince Dragonetti has been on. And what I've been trying to learn and find out was whether this new provision, a new measure, if you will, for pollution prevention, if it was a tax or if it was a fee or what it was. Now, the first two gentlemen believe that it's a tax, but I'm not sure that you believe that.
Well, it's not a tax, and that's a legal definition and a definition from the Supreme Court. It's not a tax. It's a fee. It's we provide right now a service for businesses. We write plans and do inspections and things, and right now that's being paid for by the taxpayers. We are shifting half of that burden onto the businesses, and it's for their, in essence, for their benefit and for the benefit of first responders, and that's a fee. It's a fee for a service. We can't capture more money than the amount that that would cost, then it would be a tax. If we charge them more than the program itself and we use that money for a general fund, for road patrol or whatever, or health department, other uses, then it would be a tax. This is, it's a fee on the businesses for following the regulation. That's a legal definition. So they may call it a tax, but this is a fee on businesses that the taxpayers can't afford to pay anymore. We've got about a $5.5 million deficit coming up, and everyone knows the county's been making a lot of changes over the last few years to battle those deficits, and now we're asking for the taxpayers to continue to pay for half of these costs. But the businesses are being asked to pay for the other half.
Then why would Andy Such and Vince Dragonetti continue to call it a tax?
Because they don't like it. If you don't like something, you call it a tax. It's not a tax. And I don't know if either of them are attorneys. I don't believe so. But it's not. It's, you know, we have fees for a lot of things. We have fees for things you use at the health department for immunizations. If you go and get you know, a shot, you pay a fee for that. We have a whole list of fees that we charge, you know, for when tattoo parlors are licensed, they pay a fee for licensing. It's not a tax. We're not taxing tattoo parlors. We're charging a fee to ensure that there's licensing to make sure that it's safe, and that's what this is. I don't know. I was taking my kids into daycare, so I did not hear the show until about 5 minutes ago, but I couldn't tell you why they call it a tax. I can tell you that it is a fee. They may not like paying the fee. And we heard that a lot of that last night, and that's, you know, it's a legitimate complaint, but that's what it is.
From what I understand, Andy, the Board of Commissioners was going to increase these fees probably two times more than what you got, but you heard from some other manufacturers. As a matter of fact, Mr. Such complimented the commissioners on listening and making some changes.
Yeah, the original proposal as it came out of committee, which I did not support, was to require the businesses to pay 75% of the costs of the program. To me, that was a little bit more. It was a lot to assess on businesses immediately. So I supported an effort to reduce that. We went from 75% to 50%. So now, for example, the first level, which is 55 gallons to something like 400 gallons, someone is paying $65 instead of the higher rate. So we did reduce that, and I think that brought on some more supporters, myself included, to vote for that fee. So right now, as I said, it's 50% of the fee of the program is being borne by the taxpayers through the county general fund, and 50% by the businesses. Yeah, we did reduce that, so I'm glad he acknowledged that. We listened to a lot of things they said. Commissioner Todd Tennis, who's the chair of the Human Services Committee, who spent, hundreds of hours on this, he proposed six different amendments last night to address issues that the businesses raised. You know, Granger raised a few, and Demmer raised a few, and we took care of a lot of their arguments. Now, we didn't take care of everything. They don't want to pay the fee, and I understand that. And I was opposed to it going in, but after these amendments were made and after we had a commitment from our Human Services Committee to review this after a few months and have the businesses come in and talk about how it's working and agree to make, you know, whatever changes are necessary, with all of that, I agreed to support it in the end because I think that We need to get the program going. We need to make sure that program is funded. You know, there's a lot of talk about fee, and I don't know that people understand that this is going to ensure that our first responders, our firefighters, our police officers, if there's a fire, that they have plans, and we can have the plan on file electronically so we know where the dangerous chemicals are. We don't want explosions when our first responders are going in if there are emergencies, things like that. And some of this stuff is covered under a variety of laws, and some of it isn't, state and federal laws, and some of it isn't. And we need to ensure that we are getting these plans, and we need to ensure that these plans are written. So it's our ability to have these plans on file for our first responders, and to ensure that if the plan isn't written, that we are helping them, you know, these businesses write it. So this is really about safety and about having access to the information for our first responders. But we were willing to listen to the business community, make a lot of changes that they requested, and reduce the fees.
Andy, how much revenue were you hoping to get before the changes were made? And now that you've cut that, what the fees are going to be, how much do you think you'll take in now?
So the program itself, I think, is somewhere around $350,000 per year. We originally had looked at capturing somewhere around $270,000 to $300,000, somewhere around there. Now it's looking more like, at least in 2011, it's going to be a lot less than that. It'll probably be about $125,000 to $150,000, A, because we dropped the fees, and B, because we're starting, in essence, almost halfway into the year, a third to a half of the way into the year. It's 45 days after enactment, so right around mid-April. So we'll probably capture about $120,000 or so of a $350,000 program, and you know, we'll have to make do. I think we were expecting probably about $100,000 more than that, and as we do our quarterly budget adjustments, we'll have to adjust, and we'll have to see if that's something that can be taken care of in the health department budget, if we have to take money out of our contingency fee. It's not the ideal situation, but we took our time. You know, in December, when we were going to pass this or looking at passing this, the business community came in and we put it on a shelf, and they had several different work groups. So we took our time on this, and the Human Services Committee did a lot of work, and we waited. And, you know, we didn't capture fees because we were willing to get it as close to right as we could. So we'll fund some of it through the fees, and the rest will come from the general fund dollars. And then moving forward, you know, future years, we'll have more accurate numbers that we can use as we budget, because we'll have full year budgets.
We've got two more questions for Andy Shore from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. And he is the chairperson for the Finance Committee. He's a member of the County Services Committee. Andy, what's your perspective on the controversy with the Road Commission?
It's kind of been worked out. They're doing an internal review. They are looking at their own procedures. We had the chair of the Road Commission in to speak with the Democratic caucus last night. So I think at this point it's something that they are doing an internal review, and they'll see you know, what their procedures are, what they need to be, and then they'll report that to whoever's interested, to us, to the media, to whoever's interested. So at this point, I think that you know, there were some changes made in the Road Commission. There were two new members appointed, and we should let that process run its course and see how it goes.
So are you saying you're not sure until you get all the information, or do you have a feeling on what's going on?
You know, I'm not sure until we get all the information. There was a lot that was said, you know, moving into the appointments, and I'm just not sure, and I think they'll do their own internal review and provide it to us, and we'll see. And we'll see what the story is. I trust the road commissioners. We have five very capable and intelligent people who understand that there's some questions about what's going on over there, and they're looking into it, and I trust them, and I look forward to whatever they have to present to us and present to the public.
All right, the next budget that you are working on, what's the deficit at this point?
Depends on what the state does with revenue sharing. We're guessing somewhere around $5.5 million. We are actually having a meeting this evening. It's called a board leadership meeting, but really it's just a meeting to discuss the budget that our whole board attends, where we're going to hear the projected estimates from our staff, but probably somewhere around $5.5 million if we get cut, as we expect from the state. And, you know, it's a big number, and and we'll start working on it with our departments to figure out how we can balance the budget by the end of the year, which we have to do.
How much is going to be in the rainy day fund?
Rainy day fund. We've got a few different funds. I don't know which one you would...
I'm just looking, are there other resources where you'll be able to pull some monies out? For example, there was funding set aside for communities to help pay for road patrols in those communities. All that might not get used up. Funding like that.
Well, that reverts back to, that's this year. We had a pot of money this year. I'd say it's about $1 million. And we used about $150,000 of it for Williamstown Township. We offered that to the townships this year. So that the rest, whatever's left in that, will revert to the general fund. We've got a reserve that we keep that you have to keep in order to maintain your bond rating. We have been drawing down on that reserve the last few years. We've taken, $2 million, $1 million at a time out of that reserve. So we can draw down on our reserves, but that is going to hurt us in the long run whenever we do bonding. There's money in there. I don't know the exact numbers right now. It's probably somewhere between 11 and 13 million, but I have to go back and look. And I think the standard recommendation is that it's a certain percent, 15% or so of your total general fund. So we're right about in line with that. But if we absolutely need to, we can look at tapping into that. But that's kind of a short-term, a Band-Aid solution that doesn't really provide long-term stability, and it's something we can't keep doing year after year, and we're going to keep having this problem year after year.
Would it be accurate to say that since things have been cut to the bone, there's going to be other nasty cuts coming?
There could. There could. Last year we got away with, we did road patrol last year, but other than that, we made some cuts and we left positions open and stuff, but we didn't have any other major programs. 2 years ago we closed the park. It really could. It depends on what the departments are going to recommend for their own cuts. Our departments have been really good in terms of trying to do efficiencies. We've had restructuring in the treasurer's office, in the prosecutor's office, in the clerk's office. The sheriff's office has been dealing with it. So all of our departments have been doing a lot in terms of trying to be more efficient, and we'll see what we can do with efficiencies and short-term solutions for now. But it's possible that there are other things, on the horizon. And, let's go back to where we started. We're now asking for 50% fees for businesses for the pollution prevention ordinance, because we've got a budget problem. And, we'll look and see what we provide and what we need to move into fees to pay for services and what we can continue to provide. We'll have to review all of that over the next few months.
Andy Shore is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thanks for having me, Tony. I appreciate it as always.